So continuing on this topic of electric buses, we just had the conversation with Derek Cooper, Bus Services Manager for Auckland Transport, and now from Fuller's, the company who will be rolling out the electric buses on the island, we have CEO Mike Horn. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. So thanks very much for joining us this morning. So we've just talked with Derek Cooper about the bus trials and the confidence that Auckland Transport have that an electric fleet is appropriate for the island, and he's also kind of talked us through the tender of the runs, and that's provided the opportunity for this change. From Fuller's perspective, Mike, why did you decide to go ahead with a tender based on electric vehicles rather than your current diesel fleet?
We've been working around viability of electric and other forms of technology for at least 24 months. So we've been looking at this across ferry and bus. We've got a reasonable amount of expertise through the business as it is at the moment, and we were really confident that electric was the right option for Waiheke when we looked at a number of factors, including environment, community, and the technology itself. So when AT afforded us the opportunity to put a couple of alternative tenders in, it allowed us to go ahead with that at that point.
There must be a significant cost in changing up from the current infrastructure into this new format.
Look, it's a bit of both. I guess what was interesting for me is that the technology around buses and where the costs sit is actually reasonably well known. The bit that we were initially a bit more concerned about was specific around Waiheke, around the feed of electricity basically and our ability to charge a fleet on that basis. So if we look at the upfront cost of the buses, it's probably around double what a diesel bus would be. But over a length of something like a 12-year contract, with some of the savings that you take, it's about neutral as far as that goes. So it's more around the upfront investment as opposed to the long-term curve. But certainly, being able to get power and working with both Vector and North Power, it's actually been a more straightforward proposition than we thought, and the cost structure was not prohibitive on that basis. I think that's what really made the difference.
So aside from the buses themselves, what kind of changes in infrastructure will you be putting in place?
So it's really about getting the power into the bus depot itself. There's a little bit of work with that, which is obviously why we're working with Vector and North Power. It's about getting the right charges in there, and there's a number of those. But the infrastructure changes aren't necessarily that big, and so that's the bit that's allowed this to go ahead. So everything will be being recharged on a hub basis at the depot itself.
So you can get enough charge into a bus overnight that it can run the entire day, or a bus is going to be swapping out kind of partway through the day?
No, actually the buses will run all day, and they'll also have some residual charge in those batteries as well. So at the moment it looks like we only require about 3 or 4 hours per bus to get them back to a full charge. And part of the reason for that is that Waiheke is quite hilly, which in this sense is quite a good thing, because you get a lot more regeneration working as you're using the brakes and coming back down hills. So from a charging perspective, there is plenty of capacity to keep those buses going all day and some, which was really important.
Yeah. So we have got an electric Waiheke initiative on the island trying to get private owners to move over to electric vehicles. And one of the challenges for that has been charging infrastructure. Has there been any discussion or consideration of, I suppose, taking advantage of the charging infrastructure for buses to support that wider community initiative around electric vehicles?
No, look, there hasn't been a lot of discussion directly with us around that specifically. I know there's been some other discussions in and around AT around what charging stations look like, where they could be, how that's going to work. And there's possibly some opportunity as we move forward, once we get the buses going and understand what extra capacity we've got, to actually start to provide those services as well. But as the first six electric buses are arriving about mid-2020, we probably want to get those in and get those going, make sure that that's doing everything that we need. And then I think we're in a position to start to look at what does excess capacity look like, and how could it work in a different way.
In terms of the rollout of the new fleet, you know, with the existing fleet we have on Waiheke at the moment, you know, the proposal or what was talked about was, you know, putting new buses onto the fleet. They were all going to be decked out in that kind of teal Metro Waiheke livery. But, you know, frankly, Mike, that just didn't happen. You know, we got a couple. We got one that kind of got to the point of having the undercoat on it, and we've got some really terrible ex-Howick buses rattling around the island. So, you know, it's one thing to kind of have the proposal, but how are we going to ensure that this actually rolls out?
Okay, so the first, so it requires a total of 19 buses for this contract across the length of the contract. There are six of the new electric buses coming mid-2020, and then there are another five that come progressively through the rest of the contract. Right at the moment, there are nine buses that are going through a full refurbishment program, three of which are already off the island going through that at the moment. So when we start the contract on the 13th of October, all of the buses that we have will have been refurbished to a PTOM 80 standard, and then as the new electric buses come, those first six will retire or sell six of the old buses which aren't suitable to continue on at all.
So what about the, there'll be, you know, as you transition from one to another, there's going to be some flow-on impact to, I suppose, your company and staffing and configurations on the island, aren't there? I mean, you know, for example, you're not going to need as many diesel mechanics, are you?
It's a really interesting one. So we might not need diesel mechanics in the long term. And saying that, there'll be at least a couple of buses by the end of the contract that are still there. Albeit they're quite new buses at this point. But the interesting thing for us is that we still need to do all the normal stuff around certificate of fitness. So, you know, brakes and alignment and bodywork and all of those sorts of things. The advantage that we think we get is that combustion engines, something like 2,000 moving parts, and putting it really simply an electric engine at something like 20 moving parts. So it's quite different in terms of the volume of things that our team are going to have to work on. The bigger challenge for us is probably around for more than new network of buses, the number of drivers that we need. So we're in a full recruitment phase at the moment. And if there are any listeners out there who want to be bus drivers on Waiheke, please, please, please let us know. That'd be great.
So The new network rolls out in, what, October this year?
Yes.
And then the new fleet and the new contract, you know, that's kind of 2020. How closely do those two things tie together? I mean, ideally, in terms of an electric fleet, would the new network that's going to roll out be the network that you would run, or would you design it differently to make best advantage of those vehicles?
So the new network that we roll out will be the full network for all of those vehicles when they're all up and underway, which is why we may be in a position to have excess capacity early on in it. There's just some learnings that we obviously need to take with that. The first six buses are ordered with Alexander Dennis, and the soonest that they can get them across is mid-2020. So that process is underway at this point, and they've gone into the build schedule, and we've invested in those.
And what will be the difference for passenger experience, do you think, on those new buses?
I think in the fleet as a whole, I think what we end up with is all value add. So everything is newer. The electric ones are obviously going to be substantially quieter than anything else we've got. In general, they're going to be more efficient, and hand on heart, I think they're all going to be more reliable as well. And generally, we think that that fits with wider community expectations, especially around environment and especially around what's important to the community.
Yep. So, well, thanks for that, Mike. And no, we're not to talk about it today, but, you know, after the recent community meeting, there's a lot of expectation from people on the island that there will be, I suppose, some kind of announcements or reaction or changes arising from that. When can we expect to kind of hear, you know, what Fullers has taken from that community feedback and how that will impact on the ferry service?
That's a fair question. We've been progressively rolling things out. We had a paid letter in the Gulf News about 3 weeks ago with being specific about where we're up to and what we're doing. I think one of the keys is that the new vessels we spoke about, they're both lined up for, it was late August, there's a couple of weeks on those as we work through some regulations, so they'll be in September. So the work we're doing around staffing and culture and the assets, all those things is well up and underway. And probably the most important thing is the transparency. So we've been rolling out with AT a joint understanding of things like punctuality and reliability and customer service. So all of that's happening at the moment.
Great. Well, we look forward to talking more about that hopefully in a couple of weeks.
That'd be great.
Yes. Okay. Thanks very much for joining us this morning, Mike.
All right, Chris. Cheers.
Cheers. That's Mike Horn, CEO of Fullers, talking to us about the rollout of electric buses. We can expect to see the first of those on our roads mid-2020. And before that, we spoke with Derek Cooper, who's the bus services manager for Auckland Transport.